Actually, when something wonderful happens under the guidance of someone, we have two options left to us. We can either become envious or we can become appreciative. If we become envious, then naturally we become the losers. However, when we appreciate, then we also consciously or unconsciously develop the qualities of that person. Because at the depth of our heart, we actually harbor a desire, we nurture a desire to do something like that. And that is what is needed for the effective propagation of Krishna consciousness movement throughout the world. At least we are confident, we are 100% sure about one fact, that this Krishna consciousness movement is going to spread throughout the world in every town and village.